We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hi, welcome back. Later in the hour, we're going to talk to a doctor about exactly what the procedure was that Jason Kelce had and what the likelihood is that we will have maybe the most important Eagle back for the opener.
Right.
Which, if you just tuned in, the Eagles will lose in Detroit. But on the line with us right now, ladies and gentlemen, is a man. He's one of my all-time favorite Philadelphia sports figures, and he was even inadvertently honored himself when Dick Vermeil went into the Hall of Fame. It is an honor to have on our show the great Ron Jaworski. Hi, Jaws.
Angelo, great to be with you and your A-team in the studio. Always fun to be with you.
All right. Well, Jaws, first of all, just tell me what your emotions are seeing. Maybe your favorite coach of all time, Dick Vermeil, go into the Hall. What were you feeling?
Well, you can take away the maybe. He clearly was my favorite coach of all time. And as you know, the years I spent with Coach Vermeil would go back to 1973 when I was a rookie with the LA Rams. He was coaching the running back. So our relationship is very, very deep and long. And it's hard to explain emotions the way they were in Canton when the coach went into the Hall of Fame. The Friday night at the gala, myself, Trent Green, and Kurt Warner were able to present the coach with his gold jacket. It was very, very difficult to hold back the tears, but I think I did a pretty good job of doing it. But to see him on that stage Saturday afternoon going into the Hall of Fame was just really, really special. And it was so cool because there were so many Eagle fans there. There were more Eagle players, former Eagle players, than there were Rams players where they won the Super Bowl, and Kansas City Chiefs fans. So once again, Eagle fans show up in a big way to support Coach Vermeil.
Hey, George, what made Dick Vermeil a great coach?
Attention to detail. I could probably go on and on and on, but I think number one, we never went into a game unprepared. That doesn't guarantee victory or success, but it guarantees you're ready and you're going to get the best shot to win. So that's what I always remember. And, you know, people see the relationship I have with Coach right now, and almost all the players are the same way. You know, we see him, we hug him. There was a great rapport with Coach Vermeil and all the players. But when he coached, he was tough. You know, Angelo, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. There were you were around at that time. You know how he motivated us, how he drove us, how he worked us. They got to practice now. I was out yesterday. I'm saying, look, they just practice. They're on the field for 1 hour. That would have been the pre-practice warm-up for Dick Vermeil. I mean, those were the long hours that we put in. So, you know, we love him now, we loved him as a coach, but he was hard to play for. But at the end of the day, we know what the goal was, to win and to make us the best we could possibly be, and he did that.
All right, Jaws, I want to get back to that other thing about prepping for the season in a minute, but I want you to hear what Dick said when he was on our show Monday, because your name came up, and he said he couldn't even talk about you. Listen to what he said.
I was able to get through the whole thing. You notice I didn't talk about Ron Jaworski. Okay?
No.
I started talking about Ron Jaworski, I just started crying.
Ah.
And I purposely put individual, real serious conversations about any one of my guys like that I'm that close to, because I knew what, and I didn't want that to overpower the rest of the things I was going to say.
Jaws, is that amazing? He could not bring you up. Because he even brought up his wife and was able to not cry. He would have cried if he talked about you.
No, he did cry when he mentioned Carol Vermeil. It was kind of funny in that same vein when he did mention Carol. All the assistant coaches, and there were probably 50 to 60 assistant coaches kind of sitting in one area at the stadium in Canton. And the minute he mentioned Carol, they all stood up in unison. It was incredible, an incredible feeling. Because, you know, when you think of Carol, you think of someone that was just his wife. And she was much more than his wife. She kind of calmed him down. She took care of the other coaches' wives, players' wives. She was, as we used to call her, St. Carol.
It's a fantastic event. George, now I would like to talk about a coach you didn't like at all, Buddy Ryan. All right? And the reason I would like to ask you about him is that he had a far different training camp philosophy than the one the Eagles have currently. What was it like when you were at Buddy Ryan's camp?
Well, you know, I think people, you know, think that Buddy and I didn't get along. We had certain philosophical differences.
I was there. I saw it.
Buddy didn't know a whole lot about offense execution. He knew how to stop offenses. And I've said this 1,000 times. He is arguably the best defensive coordinator in the history of the NFL. You can get a lot of arguments on a lot of coaches, but Buddy was up there with the very, very best in the history of the game. He's a chapter in my book about his 46 defense. Wow. But he didn't know anything about executing an offense. And me being a quarterback and an offensive guy, it was very difficult to communicate with him because I saw the game a little bit differently than he did in that respect. But we had a difficult time in that regard. But also, if you think back, I had a hard time when Marion Campbell became the head coach after Vermeil, resigned back in 1983 because I just had a hard time with defensive coaches because we had a different vision of how the game should be played. So I probably, I had more success with offensive coaches than defensive coaches.
All right, but Joyce, I was there for your first camp with Buddy Ryan, and he was killing his players. Two-a-day pads, remember that? Compare that to what you saw at the Eagles camp this week.
Well, it was funny because I was at practice yesterday, and I'm talking to Gary Cobb and Barrett Brooks and a couple guys. We're just sitting around talking about how training camp is right now, and as guys are running around in shorts and t-shirts, it was like, it's not football. I hate to sound like Chuck Benarek now, a guy that, when we played, it was a little bit different, but it is different now, and I think for many, many good reasons. Player protection, there's a 17-game season. You don't need all the physicality that you have because all these guys have their own personal trainers, and the money is there so they can do that. They're all in great shape when they come to camp. But we started talking about the first day of Buddy Ryan's camp. And we used to do you may remember, Angelo.
Those up-downs. Yep.
Where you had to stand up, go to the ground, get up, and he'd go down, up, down, up. And once you got to about half the guys puking, then we moved on to the next drill. that was day one of Buddy Ryan's training camp.
Right, but yours, here's the thing. The Eagles still managed to get 13 injuries as of yesterday. George, the Lions, the first opponent, they're doing it very similar to the way Buddy did. They're banging each other. They're tackling. They got 5 injuries so far. Are the Eagles going to be ready to face the Lions the way they're preparing right now at training camp?
Yeah, the Eagles will be ready. They're the more talented team, I will say that. But I'll give you a little insight and your audience a little insight. Mark Brunell, who presented Tony Boselli at the Hall of Fame, they played together in Jacksonville. Mark is now the quarterback's coach with the Detroit Lions. And we got talking about that opening game. And I'm telling you, he talked about that opening game like it was their Super Bowl.
Yep.
So if anyone thinks that the Eagles are going to walk into Detroit and come out with a 25-point win, I think they're misguided in that thought. I know from Mark's talk, they are looking at this as their Super Bowl to open the season. So the Eagles better be prepared. I know they will be. We as fans got to be very, very careful not to take the Detroit Lions lightly and put that W before we even tee it up.
All right, Joyce, one last thing.
Sure.
Because you had two phenomenal receivers in your time with Philadelphia. You had the tremendous Mike Quick and Harold Carmichael, all right? How much better is Jalen Hurts going to be just because now he's got A.J. Brown?
Oh, man. I will say he'll be twice as good as last year.
Times as good. Yeah, huh?
Angelo, when the draft was taking place, I was hosting a draft party. And when they made that move, I probably screamed louder than anyone that was in the auditorium when that draft was made. I'm a huge A.J. Brown fan. A lot of people, because he's down in Tennessee, didn't see a lot of him. With my work at ESPN and NFL Films through the years, I have to study these guys coming out of college, study them for preparation for games. This guy is a beast. A flat-out beast. And I watched him at practice yesterday. He's big. He's strong. He's fast. He's powerful. He makes the 50-50 catch 99% of the time. And it was one practice, and I haven't been to all the practices, so I can't say this, 100%. But there seems to be a chemistry with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, and there should be. And don't forget the other guys, because we all know Devontae Smith is terrific. I think Quez Watkins gives you that deep threat, and Dallas Goedert is emerging as one of the best tight ends in the league. This offensive line is a top-five offensive line. I think Jalen Hurts has the opportunity right now with this supporting cast to have a tremendous season.
Awesome. George, it's always great to talk to you, my friend, and I'm so happy that Dick Vermeil got in the Hall of Fame. It was a great, great day for a lot of people when he went in.
It was special for Philadelphia, Angelo. Thank you so much for recognizing that.
Ron Jaworski, the man. Ron, always a pleasure. Thank you, pal.
Thank you.
All right. Great Ron Jaworski there, Al. And if that didn't make you nervous when he said that Tony Boselli, they're treating the first game like their Super Bowl.
Yeah. They have to.
Now, you know what? I almost did it, but I couldn't because I have a lot of respect for Jaworski.
Mm-hmm.
But I was picturing him handing over his pants to me.
God. Yes.
Because he thinks the Eagles are winning the opening. He's incorrect. I'm just warning you, he's not right.
Well, he can call back. He got his number. He can call back.
No, I'm not going to do that because then it would trivialize all the gravity of those comments he made.
He has quality pants, too.
I bet he does.
Yes, he's very well dressed.
You know those things are tailored.
He's
got like $500 pants. Yeah. Don't kid.
He owns every golf course in America.
Yes.
He's very, very wealthy and successful.
Yeah.
Jesse is out of line, and he's got a fantasy league. Jesse, do you want to get in that luxury suite?
Angelo, what up? You know I do.
You do. Now, would you hold your draft on August 23rd to go into the suite and have the happy hour and all the great stuff they're going to give you there?
Oh, yeah. You know it.
All right. You're in, Jess. You just stay online. All the people that want in, I'm just going to draw the names at the end of the show. And remember, if you would like to book one yourself, PhiladelphiaEagles.com/fantasyfootball. Al, this sounds like an amazing way to kick off your fantasy football league, right?
I brought to you by Bud Light and Tostitos.
You get a private suite at Lincoln Financial Field. It's loaded with food and beverage, and it all kicks off in the Bud Light Lounge where there will be free drinks. Al, that's a night. Are you kidding? Hold on. Joe's here too. Joe, you want to go in that luxury box also?
Yes.
All right, do you what appeals to you most, the free drinks, the free food, or the fact that you will be at the link for your draft?
That would be all of it.
All right, bye, Joe. You're in. Stay right there. See how easy that is? Let me go to CJ because he did not go to the Phillies last night, even though they are playing great right now. Mm-hmm. Siege, how are you today?
Hey, Angelo, let me start off first with I won in. I have my own fantasy league.
Oh, you got one too.
Wow.
All right, you're in. You're in. Now tell me this. Jimmy Rollins tweeted this out after the game. He said he's still seeing too many empty seats where there are sellouts. The band gets rocking. Let's get all the seats filled. Why didn't you go last night?
Me personally, a couple reasons. Number one, I'm saving for a wedding and a child and a house. So
okay.
Money's kind of tight. Also, I had to be up at 3 o'clock. I'm in New York City right now because I'm working.
All right, do me a favor. If you see Keith Hernandez, will you tell him he's an idiot?
Oh, yeah, hands down, without a doubt.
Happy you could help. Say this, Siege, you're in. It's that simple. Now, our contest, our regular contest, which includes pairs of tickets, three separate pairs of tickets to the Eagles home opener tomorrow night preseason. You got to give me one word to describe the Phillies. It's really simple. 215-592-9494. Now, Jones, if we come back, we are going to picture that you, me, and Joe Girardi are together in your old house with the big screen and the pool.
Nice. Huh. Nice.
And we're watching last night's game.
Yep.
And you're going to tell me how Joe's reacting to the fact that as soon as he left, the team got much better.
Yes.
We're going to project that for people, and I'll play for you the incredible eighth inning comeback that led to the seventh consecutive victory.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're fighting Phil. All right, it's 7:22 on a Thursday morning. It rained all night. It's going to be cooler today.
Yeah.
That's good news. Ava Graham.
Yes.
Welcome back. We missed you the last couple of days. We would like the first of our two questions of the day.
All right. Well, it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Brand new Equinox SUVs in stock. Excellent Armin rebates and lease offers available now. Find new roads. Shop 24/7 at ArminChevy.com. Do you expect the Phillies to make the playoffs? 93%. Say yes.
All right, you know why you do this? Because let's say they hit a little rough patch somewhere in here, right?
Yeah.
And then we'll do it again in a couple of weeks. We'll be back down to 70. You realize the ebb and flow of the fan psyche.
Yeah.
But I wanna probe for a second the mind of Joe Girardi.
Yes.
So Jonesy recently sold his awesome Chemung Ranch. Right?
He did that. That's too bad.
But I am going to put us back there because you had a pool. And a big screen TV.
Yes.
Nice.
So it's you, me, and Girardi.
Yes.
In a swim garb.
This happened frequently.
No, this is all a scenario I've created.
Yes.
So all three of us are there just with our swim trunks.
Yes.
And we're watching the Phillies game.
Are we wearing Speedos or like normal swimsuits?
I have a Speedo. You guys know them.
Excellent.
Anyway, so we're there and we're watching the game.
Yes.
And Joe Girardi. Now, I don't know if Joe is actually monitoring at all the team he wants me.
I suspect he does.
But they were 20.
Well, were the Yankees playing?
What?
actually, yeah, they lost
I believe they had already lost. Right. They I'm trying to think. His record, Al, was 22-29. Ugh. So now he's watching his buddy, Rob Thompson, manage the team.
Right.
And they're about to win Rob Thompson's 40th win.
Wow.
In less than 2 months. And here's how the Phillies did it.
3-2. Had a swing, a little dribbler up the third base line. It will work out for the Phillies. It dies in the grass. And Segura is on with a leadoff hit. Swung on, lined up the middle, a base hit for Stott. He's not bunting, and he swings and hits it back up the middle, a base hit into center field. Segura around third, he's going to score. Stott on his way to third, and Brandon Marsh can't get the bunt down, so he slams it back through the box, and it's a one-run game. Swung on, ripped into right, it's a base hit. Kyle Schwarber with his third hit of the night. And it's 3-3 here at the bottom of the eighth. Swing and a line drive into right center field. That'll be down for a base hit. And Schwarber around second. He's going to try for third, and he is safe at third base. LeBlanc with a dive to the bag as the throw was to the outfield side. And Schwarber a gutsy call, and he's just in safely. And it's swung on, driven through the left side. It's a base hit. The Phillies lead it. Schwarber scores, and JT Realmuto comes through in the bottom of the eighth inning. 23,000 here tonight. You'd think it was about 43 with the noise they're making right now.
Love it.
Dominguez ready to pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. A 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Phillies rally for their seventh win in a row. 4-3 the final. What a comeback.
So we're there, Jonesy.
Yeah.
And we say, hey, Joe, what do you think of that? Joe Girardi, what's he thinking?
He's thinking they haven't played anybody.
What?
He's thinking that
That's 22 and 29.
He's thinking the 19 wins against Florida and Pittsburgh.
He's
and
that
Nationals.
Delusional.
That's what he's thinking.
Al, do you think that's what he's thinking?
I think part of him is, like, because you don't want to admit that you're bad.
No,
but
I think he's thinking I stink at managing.
Well,
yeah, because he does.
Yeah.
He stinks at managing. This is the same roster.
No, I'm telling you, Yankee fans are thinking we would have won 3 if he wasn't the manager.
No, he is so bad. This is a rot. He had a lot more Bryce Harper than Rob Thompson's had. And Rob Thompson is how many games better? 40-19 versus 20-29, 22-29.
Yeah.
That's not even the same stratosphere.
Oh no, this is
so. Joe Girardi must, when that check comes in from the Phillies, I bet he hides his eyes when he checks.
Yeah, right.
Cashes
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
No, in all honesty, okay, he's got to think he stinks.
No, he's just, he doesn't think he's, he just thinks the team didn't play. He will think, why couldn't I get to them? That's what he, why
right.
couldn't
well,
I,
that's the question.
Why couldn't I, why didn't I have a handle on my team like this
right.
guy? But there's some. There's,
I'm going to tell him why. Because his head was stuck in a binder. Look at its stats.
Well, if you look at that inning, that is maybe the most important inning of the season.
Explain.
The stuff that happened in that inning is remarkable. And it shows you what happens when you put a ball in play and not swing.
Yeah, yeah.
First, it's Segura, right?
Yep.
He hustles. The ball dies.
Dribbler.
You got a break.
Yep,
you
got
a break. Then you come through. A bunt is missed. He can't bunt.
Yes.
And ends up with a single.
Yes.
Schwarber makes a stupid decision. Stupid decision to go to third. But it forces the other team to make a play, which nobody wants to do anymore. They want to swing for fences. Then there's a double play which should break your spirit. But instead, Realmuto, who since that vaccination thing has really come on and hit the ball goes in play. They take advantage of breaks, and they don't get down on themselves when something bad happens. It was a remarkable inning.
So what does that have to do with Girardi?
Girardi, they're responding to this guy. He believes in – you can just –
psychological.
They go up to – they're swinging at first pitches.
Jonesy, is this impressive to you?
Joe never mentioned any of that to me at the pool.
No.
He didn't say any of that?
Can I tell you, Al actually made a very good point yesterday in that this guy has to win. Joe Girardi in April and May was going, I got to protect my guys for September.
I think we could all live with that.
You know, we got to get to September.
That's a great point.
And this guy knows he has to win.
There was no urgency for
Joe. Zero.
Now this guy's trying to win every game.
Yeah.
So Joe's looking at that going, I played this wrong.
Oh, no, I see. I rested him. Look what's happening.
Yeah. No, don't do that. This is because I rested him?
Right,
no, well, no.
It probably does make him sick that JT's starting to hit
No, what's making him sick is that he realizes he stinks as a manager. He's not good at it. He is not good at it because he never really grasped the importance of an individual game. And you know how you get a 7-game winning streak? You take each game as if it's a big deal. And pretty soon the ball starts rolling your way. All those plays Al just described, those are the baseball gods smiling at you because you try to win.
Yeah.
You can't play guys every day. You know.
Betsy is up next. Hi, Bets. Hello, Betsy. Are you there? Betsy is not there. I will go to Matt next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, Ange?
Matt, were you there last night?
No, I wasn't there. I mean, I would love to go to more games, but, you know, I'm a little over an hour away, and because of work and stuff, it doesn't work all the time. So.
All right. I would like you to know that it is 1.5 hours into this radio program, and not a single person of those 23,000 that attended last night has called in. Matt, Jimmy Rollins wants to see the same atmosphere for this team that they had in 11 and 10 and 9 and 8 when they won all those games and went to all those playoffs. He wants to say he wants 45,000 people every night. Is that not going to happen at all this year, even though this team is very good?
Oh, I think it will, and it was amazing. You know, I was listening to it on the radio, but it was amazing how loud it was. But
yeah.
I think it's going to happen. But, Angelo, think about it. 11 years. And we keep getting this false hope and all this stuff. And, you know, I don't think people trust the team even now, but it's not going to take much longer and people will start showing up. And,
yeah, it's good.
Know,
but here's the thing.
Weekend.
You're about 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away from school starting where it's even harder to get the people. I can't urge you strongly enough to support this team right now. This is the best team we have had since 2011, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. And you know what? It's a very likable team. The manager is extremely likable. He's a low-key Canadian, a lot like Jonesy. And this is, Matt, if we're not going to embrace this team, I don't know who we're going to embrace. This is the kind of underdog we love. Do you understand? This is an underdog. You get to the playoffs, you got Wheeler and Nola the first two games, you got a chance to do some damage.
Oh, and I'm all into this team myself. I mean, it's a trip to watch, and, you know, to see, I don't know, like last night, I mean, you see the energy when they take the lead, the energy, you know, when Schwarber's running to home, I mean, he's just celebrating going down the line. Romuto's celebrating at first base, and these guys have a ton of energy, and I'm fired up. I mean, they're going to the playoffs.
They're doing this without their leader, Harper. Harper is the heart and soul of that team, and they're doing it anyway. It's an amazing story. It's an amazing story. Matt, give me one word for these Phillies.
Oh, my. Exciting.
Exciting. Get that down. Abe is the judge today. Dave is up for Mayfair. Hi, David.
And what's up, buddy?
What are you feeling, pal?
I don't know. You know, before the whole, you know, all this Hard Knocks Detroit, this Dan Campbell makes me want to run my head through a wall. That's what we need in Philadelphia. We got a guy who wants to grow flower pots.
I love the guy. Dave, I love the guy. I'm not lying. I have just gone to school on Dan Campbell the last couple of weeks. This is my type. You know who he reminds me of? There's one coach in the city that has the same moxie, John Tortorella. These guys don't subscribe to all the psychology of today's athlete. They want to go out and win the way they know how to win, and I know how you win. And it's not the way the Eagles are doing it.
Hard knock football.
Dave, okay? The Eagles are not doing it that way right now. They're not.
And honestly, you know what? I'm not going to send you my pants because honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if they didn't win that game.
There it is. You keep your pants. Dave, you keep your pants because you're thinking clearly. I only want the pants of people that think the Eagles are going to win that game. So you are the most logical caller I have had on this topic in 2 weeks. God bless you, Dave. Give me one word for the Phillies.
Scorching.
Scorching. Good word.
The weather.
All right. That guy was a good caller. I'm sorry. I'm getting this in now. Rhea, get this in the update.
Yes.
Early score season opener.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles 13, Lions 5.
Well, that's good.
13-5 in injuries. Oh. And we will have a doctor coming on in just a couple of minutes, Al, to explain if this – I want to play for him something Dan Campbell said. Because Dan Campbell cited studies that said if you play hard in training camp and hit, you are less likely to be injured.
I'd like to see those.
I don't have that study because most doctors will tell Doc, I'm smashing my head against the wall. What should I do? And he would say, well, maybe you should stop smashing your head against the wall. Right? Isn't that normal?
Yeah, it would be normal.
But I'm going to ask that of our NovaCare physician when we return. And we're also going to find out why Jason Kelce did not get his elbow cleaned out when he was sitting next to us a month ago in Sea Isle so he could be ready for training camp. Good question. We'll get the answer when we come back. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Type. All right, welcome back. It's weird the way my brain thinks. Mm-hmm. So I hear about Kelce's injury, and it's his elbow, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I was sitting right next to the elbow a month ago in Seattle.
Well, yeah.
I didn't notice anything.
Yeah.
So we got to get a doctor on real quick. Who do we have, Rhea?
Dr. Jung Park, orthopedic surgeon, specializes in hand surgery for Bucks County, orthopedic specialist in Doylestown and Warren County. He deals mostly upper extremity. BucksOrtho.com/ourdoctors for more info. Angie did his med school at Penn, residency at Temple, and hand fellowship at Colorado.
Dr. Park, welcome to our show. How are you today?
Hi, great. Thanks, guys, for having me here today. It's a pleasure.
All right, Doc, how do you know when it's time to do a cleanup of an elbow?
Yeah, it really depends. So I don't know exact details about the condition that Jason Kelce was having, but I would suspect that based on the reports that it was probably due to a loose body that he may have been having on the elbow, and loose bodies usually form because there's a piece of cartilage that gets dislodged and they get enlarged, and that causes pain, especially with the range of motion, and sometimes the loose body gets stuck, and that causes the mechanical symptoms. And the decision to do a procedure to remove such a thing, it really depends on how often he gets these episodes of the pain, how severe they are, and also how long do those episodes last. So I suspect that it was to the point that was bothering him quite a bit, and that's why they decided to go with the procedure.
All right, Doc, what's the recovery time? We need him back on the field for the opener. What do you think?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Being an Eagles fan myself, I definitely want him back on the field on game one. And there are a couple of things that he has to recover from. Number one is recovering from the incision itself. And the incisions are made for this type of procedures are very small. They're about 4 to 5 millimeters in length, and they only take about 2 weeks to fully heal. The other aspects are to decrease the swelling and the return of the strength and back to his previous physical strength and status, and that's a little more variable, and that could be anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. And you know, with the amount of resources that he has, hopefully he can shorten that a lot more.
All right, Doc, I got to get to this injury prevention program the Eagles have because it's not working out so well so far. They got 13 men on their injured list. And I want you to hear what the Lions coach. Now, unlike the Eagles, they're doing a lot of walkthroughs. They're not hitting very much. There's not a lot of contact. The practices really go over an hour and a half, often barely an hour. In Detroit, 2 hours, 40 minutes yesterday. They're hitting, they're tackling, they're doing everything, Doc. Here's their coach. I want you to hear, in the middle of this cut, he's going to talk about a study. And I want to know if you're at all familiar with this study on how to prevent injuries. Listen.
Look, here's what I got to get across, guys. I had a couple of you look at me like, what the f***, why are we going live? I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic. I swear to you. And if I absolutely knew we could get to where we need to get without ever putting pads on, I'd do it. I swear to you. The studies say you got to get volume and you got to get intensity before a season comes. You have to. If you don't, I'm not getting you prepared, not only physically for injury, but also for us as a team to get better. Man, if you don't work on tackling, if we don't work on run after catch, making a move, man, what are we doing, man? Then we finally get to week 8 and we come to life because we got enough reps. But I'm telling you, honestly, I'm doing this because it actually does help you with injury if we do it the right way.
Doc, he's basically saying all this hitting will prevent injuries, not cause them. Are you familiar with any studies along those lines?
Not in particular. I am definitely familiar with the lower extremity injury reduction task force that came out in 2019, and you know, they did definitely see a spike of injuries. And we're talking about injuries that do cause severe, about 7 days of missed days from football activities, and that spike occurs right now from day 5 to 10, you know, of the preseason. Coach Sirianni is definitely is following the guidelines from this task force, and he's definitely seeing a whole bunch of soft tissue injuries, such as groin injuries, hamstring injuries, and he's seeing a lot of players that are victims of this statistics at this time of the preseason. Definitely high levels of soft tissue injuries that could limit.
Mm-hmm. How has he got 13 injuries and the Lions got 5? Just medically explain how that's happening.
I'm sorry. I don't think I have a medical explanation.
It's called bad luck.
Then, Doc, do you think the Eagles, you're a big Eagles fan, do you think they're going to win the opener?
I definitely think so. I mean, being an Eagles fan, you know, used to be disappointed, but still having high hopes.
Doc, I don't want to be disrespectful.
Do not say it to Dr. Park.
Dr. Park, I may need your pants. I'm collecting pants of people who think the Eagles are going to win because I think the Eagles are going to get pantsed on that game. But you are a phenomenal doctor, as are all the great doctors of NovaCare. Dr. Park, thank you for being a good sport and a great doctor. Thank you, sir.
Great. Thank you guys for having me in the show.
Al, they can't explain it.
They can't explain it with what he said. I looked up that thing because he told me he was going to mention it.
Yeah.
They actually look up that day three of training camp.
Yeah.
Is when they, all over the league, experience the most
soft. But not in Detroit? Is that it?
No, I'm just saying that they're trying to follow what they've been told. Day five, they get these type of injuries.
Yeah, that's what Sirianni told us when he came
home.
I know. No, he told his father day two is soft tissue day.
Yes.
Everybody pulled something on day two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Jonesy.
Remarkable.
You don't believe it, though, right?
I know this is
garbage.
I know there's a lot of, facts that they've uncovered that they continue to work on, but I've always believed that the more you hit, the more prepared you are to be hit when things get started.
I'm telling you, we're screwed. What is it going to take for people to understand what I'm saying? We're out 0-1. 0-1.
Well, and the argument.
0-1.
And the argument will be, they do have an advantage, that their division's weak.
Yeah.
And their schedule's weak.
Right.
So
I don't want to sacrifice a game.
Well, nobody does, but I
only get 17 of these.
I don't think they're going to. Let's just say they lost that game, and then they have a strong dissent. Like they'll say, "Oh well, this. Let's wait and see." Well, I don't think you want to wait and see. I think you want to get things cranked up early.
I have a man crush on Dan Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
This Hard Knocks, Al. I love the guy. I want my coach to be gritty like him. Listen to him talking about hitting hard.
So then when we go live and we go real against the opponents, man, it's on. It's on. They want to go do their little deal. That's fine. But we're going to be hardened and f***ing ready to go, man. And you guys are going to f***ing hit them right in the teeth. They won't even know what happened.
Ah! We're screwed.
That's going to be his speech before the game.
And that little, he's talking about the Eagles.
He is.
Yeah.
They can do their little thing.
Soft tissue, we can't practice.
And you don't think the Eagles are watching that too?
I hope so.
We're going to punch them in the face.
Why do you think I'm doing this?
I know why you're
doing this. Do you think I come in here because they're paying me? It's because I'm trying to do exactly what Jaworski said early in the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take this opponent for granted. Go out there. You have a much better team than they do. Beat the hell out of them. And don't let them being more prepared than you cost you an easy victory.
You know what's interesting is they show that those studies, day three is soft tissue injury. You take off on Wednesdays.
That's right. And you notice,
should be familiar
I haven't,
with it.
Jonesy, I have not pulled anything all year.
You got a lot of soft tissue on those days.
No, there's no soft tissue. You are twisting the facts.
Yeah.
Jonesy,
good
I have,
word for it.
All year, I pulled nothing.
Exactly.
Normally, I would pull. I'm not pulling this year.
That was pointed out by our Tasty Cake CEO, Paul Ritter. He wanted me to point that out
all right.
to you.
Yeah. Paul Ritter is not a medical mind.
That's a mistake.
He's a snack
That's
food
a mistake.
CEO. If he thinks he can give me medical advice, Rhea. What is that, Rhea?
It's a miscake.
Thank you, Ritter. Back off. Billy's on the line. Billy went. I finally got somebody who went to the game last night. Hi, Billy.
Hey, how's it going?
Billy, were you amazed there weren't more people? Jimmy Rollins tweeted out there weren't enough people last night.
I mean, I get it. It's a Wednesday night and everything. You know, it's hot and people don't want to be there and everything. But, man, this team is something else. I mean, you look at what they've been through, the guys that have gone down through the year, and even the slumps that guys have hit through the year. If you would have told me with everything that's happened at the start of the year that this team would still be in a wild card spot in August, I mean, it's unreal. I'm so proud of this team. I'm proud of Rob Thompson, the way he's taken over. It's just been amazing watching this team this year.
Hey, Billy, describe the atmosphere in the eighth inning. What was that like?
You felt it. As soon as we started getting to Alcantara there, and that's one of the huge takeaways from last night, going against an NL Cy Young candidate, it's just the atmosphere just completely switched. It was quiet most of the game, wasn't much going on. We couldn't get the bats going, but as soon as guys started getting on base, we started getting aggressive on the base pads. I mean, it was magical.
I got to tell you, Thompson, I think, Billy, he kind of did a tribute to you and your 23,000 friends. Listen to what he said after the game.
Can you describe what the dugout's like as that rally is kind of going on,
Yeah, excitement. And, I thought our crowd was outstanding tonight. And they got going, and especially when Reese came to the plate there. And I was down at the other end of the dugout, and I came running down. I said, what happened? And Cal said, they're just excited. So it was good, you know. So they got into it, and they fired the guys up.
Billy, it's an awesome run right now. This is fun. It's fun, and we need more people in the stands like you, Billy. Are you going again tonight?
No.
Or today? It's today, right, man? It's today.
Yeah,
it's
1 p.m., o'clock. Yep, 1 p.m.
Not today. You got to work, Bill. You can't do everything, but you did more than your part last night. Good job by you, Bill. Give me a word for the Phillies. One word.
Gritty.
Gritty.
Oh, I like that.
That's a good word.
Al loves that
word. The judge today.
Oh, that's the Lions word now.
The judge today is Ava Graham.
The Lions.
Let's go to Dennis from Mount Law. Hi, Dennis.
Radio man, how you doing today?
What are you feeling right now, Denny?
Well, first of all, that jackass Keith Hernandez should just shut up. You know, he just is, you know, he obviously isn't watching the Phillies lately.
Well, he's not going to be able to do this weekend because they're honoring him in St. Louis for his drug addicts activity there. He had a serious drug addiction, Al, back there with cocaine, from what I understand, and was suspended for a while. And they kind of want to relive that.
You're unbelievable.
I was watching that game last night. I was flicking back and forth. I flicked back to the eighth inning when they were up, and it started with that dribble roller down the third.
Yep.
And Alcantara couldn't believe what was happening. And when they finally pulled him and he sat on the bench, he was like looking into outer space. He couldn't believe what just happened.
No, I actually have some from him. This is Alcantara. You're 100% right, Dennis. Listen to him after the game.
I don't know what happened there. You know what I mean? I was throwing stride. You know, I was throwing my best pitch, you know, but they got me tonight, you know, and they win.
And that's something, Dennis. He's so good. When somebody gets a hit, he's shocked.
You know, and we would not be in this position if Joe was still the skipper.
No, right? All right, so what's Joe thinking, Dennis, when he's watching the Phillies with this seventh straight and his replacement being 40-19 when he, with the same team, was 22-29? What's Joe thinking?
He's hoping he can get another gig in the broadcast booth because he's not getting one as a manager.
Yeah, and I've heard him in the broadcast booth. He's about as good as Keith Hernandez. Which is not good enough. Dennis, give me a word for the Phils.
How about unpredictable?
Unpredictable. Interesting. What will Ava think? Now, I'm going to do a last call here for this draft thing because I think I got everybody. All right, Al? If you have a fantasy league and you would like a free luxury suite on August 23rd at Lincoln Financial Field to hold your draft,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.